Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now to Australia, where thousands of people have been forced to flee their homes as fires reach the fringes of residential areas in Sydney. And even though rain and cooler temperatures are expected today, the relief may be short-lived as conditions are expected to get worse later this week. At least 25 people have died, nearly 2,000 homes destroyed, and more than 12 million acres of land burned. It's also estimated that nearly 500 million animals have been killed in the fires since September. Our next guest came up with a number using a guide from the Worldwide Fund for Nature report produced in 2007. The report calculated the impacts of land clearing on the estimated Australian mammal population density in the country's most populous state, New South Wales. But in reality, the situation for Australia's wildlife could be much worse. Chris Dickman is an ecologist at the University of Sydney. Chris, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
500 million animals killed in the fires. That sounds astounding. You say that that's a conservative estimate. How much worse do you think the impacts to wildlife could be this fire season in Australia?
Well, it's certainly conservative because they didn't include some of the species groups we didn't have any density information for. So the numbers don't include bats, for example, and the bats are likely to be very susceptible to the bushfires.
Did you say bats?
Don't include frogs. Yeah, bats.
Bats, frogs, and what other types of animals?
Invertebrates, fish that would be affected potentially in the creeks running through these areas.
You know, for many of us, when we think of Australia, we think about the vast wildlife. There was actually a video that captured a woman trying to rescue a baby koala that has gone viral. Aside from the fact that this is heartbreaking, tell us more about the potential consequences of losing so many animals.
Yeah, well, as you say, the animals like the koalas, some of the possums, some of the gliding marsupials are really iconic. The species that occur nowhere else. It's not to say that we'll lose them per se in terms of whole extinctions, but these species are likely to decline to very low numbers over large parts of their ranges. And there are probably local extinctions that we can expect as a consequence. And many of these species as well are really important from an ecological point of view. So, for example, the flying foxes, the largest of the bats, are very important in moving seeds and pollinating flowers in trees. With the loss or diminishing numbers of these species, we're likely to see slower forest regeneration. With species on the ground as well that are important for turning over the soil or moving seeds or dispersing fungal spores, we're likely to see, again, slower regeneration if these species are lost.
You've been working in this field for more than 3 decades. You know, this is the worst that we've seen from here, but how would you compare the impacts that wildlife in Australia are seeing this fire season compared to past years?
I think in terms of anything that I've seen, anything in the historical record, it's probably worse in this fire season. It's partly because the fire season started early and also because of the very great extent of it. It's millions of hectares. Some of the fires are very intense. And they've also come at the end of a long-term drought. So populations of many species are likely to have been small when the fires kicked in, and a little bit more vulnerable than they might have been otherwise. So we're probably seeing the worst fire season for the native animals here that we have on record.
It's just devastating for everyone, for the animals, for the nature vegetation, and also for the humans.
It is. It's just a catastrophe. And I guess the only silver lining that many of us can see and hope for is that we'll have some deeper thinking to emerge from it about what we can do to reduce the extent of such catastrophes in the future. But for the moment, it really is a grim situation, and it's continuing to develop.
Chris Dickman is an ecologist at the University of Sydney. Chris, thank you so much for this update.
Thank you, Tonya.